family?
Yeah, related. Mm-hmm.
Are you related to them?
No.
Do you ever have much contact with the farm? Is there?
With the farm?
Uh-huh.
No. My old uncle, my grandmother's brother, had a plantation in Mississippi, and we used to go visit it. And my great-grandfather had a plantation outside of Monroe, but that was before my time. It's physically still there. The house is not standing, but it's still in under cultivation. My grandmother, my daddy's mother, had a place up where the college is now. One of the first residents out there, and they had it was considered country in those days, but she had a big old home out there. And they cultivated the land, had gardens.
This is when you were growing up?
When I was growing up.
What different buildings would there be on a farm?
Well, that was a chicken house. As I recall, because you raised chickens, and had a big chicken house. And they had a big garage. She had a big storage room where they kept all the tools.
Mm-hmm. On a regular farm, though, what's the biggest building?
The barn was about the biggest, mm-hmm. as I recall.
Did they have a barn on their property?
Oh, they didn't have any cattle.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother did.
What different animals would you find on a farm, and where would they be kept?
Well, we had my uncle's old place in Mississippi. He had cows. He had chickens. Excuse me.
You tell them about the animals, where they were kept and all.
Oh yeah. Well, of course, the cows, were kept in, he had cows, yeah. Yeah, they kept the cows out most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Out in the...
Yeah, because they were not milk cows, they were strictly for meat. They're not milk cows.
What did they call the fenced-in area where they were kept?
The pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And they had chickens, they had hogs, they had, turkeys, geese.
Where were the hogs kept?
In a pig pen.
Uh-huh. And what about horses? They
had a few rotten horses, just for the children.
Where were they kept?
They had a little, stable there for the horses. There was about three horses in it. I kept them in a little stable.
And the building where you'd store corn would be called the...
I didn't have corn. I didn't store corn.
Did you ever hear of a crib, a corn crib?
Corn crib, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, corn crib. Mm-hmm.
Was that part of the barn or was it a separate building?
It was a separate building.
Did you ever hear of a building used for storing grain?
Grain elevators.
What about a granary or
granary? Granary. I've heard, yeah.
What would you call it?
I say granary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What does a granary look like?
Well, the granaries I've seen look like a big old cylinder effects,
mm-hmm.
tall.
And the upper part of the barn where you could store the hay would be called?
The loft.
And if you had too much hay to put up in the loft, you could leave it outside in a...
You call them stacking hay, haystack, mm-hmm. hay pile.
Did you ever see any other ways of leaving it outside besides a haystack?
Yes, I've seen them stack it, bale it, bales of hay, and I've seen different ways that they bale it. There's a number of ways of baling hay.